Hare Krishna. So this is the reading of one message that I received in Facebook, and I wanted to thank you for answering my questions. It is always a pleasure to discuss Krishna conscious topics. It is right there in the Bhagavad Gita that the devotees find a lot of pleasure into discussing Sri Krishna and the stories that regarding Krishna and his philosophy. It's just very important to learn how to make questions. And the questions are very nice and profound, etc. When one studies a lot, if one reads a lot, then he will do proper questions. I'm not saying that the questions regarding your body, and the problem that you have, it is something that you should not ask me. But it might be that you have to increase the time that you read, because rarely you make questions about Bhagavad Gita or specific verses. And since I know you as an intelligent boy, I had to conclude that you don't read enough. Otherwise, I'm sure you will find a lot of questions right there from the Shastras. Okay, now I wanted to ask you about my chanting. One thing that discourages me from my chanting is when I hear a loud noise. When I hear a loud noise and it hurts my ears, I am discouraged to chant. For example, today, when I was at the supermarket, when I was outside the supermarket, putting my cart back, another customer slammed his cart shut. The sound bothered me and hurt my ear. I did not want to keep chanting because I knew that if focused on hearing the Maha Mantra, I would keep worrying about my ear. I know this is my mental illness. Nonetheless, it is something that I really struggle with. Can you tell me anything that will encourage me to keep on with my chanting when things like this happen? Thank you very much, your servant. I think that that there are certain type of problems that simply have no any solution, if not determination. It is one of the principles of devotional service that when someone find difficulties to do something, the only thing he can do is just do it. Doesn't matter if it is difficult, one does it because he knows that it is right. There are two things in life. One are all the things that you like, and the other one are the things which are right. We had to know, and this comes from transcendental knowledge, what is right. For instance, we know that we have to chant Hare Krishna. And there are moments when we like chanting Hare Krishna because it is associated mentally or intellectually or emotionally with a nice moment of my our life. At some other time, when we have problems in our life, we chant and we associate the chanting with the problems. So we don't like to chant. Chanting should be left above everything happening in our life. It has nothing to do. We should not think, I like to chant only when I'm happy or when it is silent all these kind of things. You should chant in every situation. So if the answer, if you would be here, you will tell me, because my mental illness, I had difficulties to keep chanting in difficult situations. And my answer cannot be any different than just keep chanting. It's like when one has a physical illness and goes to the doctor, and the doctor gives medicines. And after some time, you go back to the doctor, you say, well, I don't really like the medicine you gave me, and I find difficulties into taking these medicines. And the doctor will say, well, what about your illness? Is still there? Or if you say, no, my illness is still there, what should I do? And the doctor will tell you, what else can he tell you? If not, well, you had to resume taking the medicine exactly when and how I told you. So I think in a general situation that we have spoken about this many, many times, the general situation of your life is not the best one. So you have to be conscious that the way you are living, the place you are living, the association that you are keeping, etc., everything is not the best. Actually, it might be closer to the worst than to the best, because you live with a non-devotee, smoking, eating meat, and you live far away from the temple, and you have a very heavy job and everything. This is not a very good type of life. On the other hand, you cannot not work, or you cannot not have a house. You must have them. So you have to be conscious that you are going to have problems in your life until the situation of your determination will not allow you to be in closer association with devotees. Until that time, you must know, you must remember that you will have difficulties. Sometimes with your neighbor, sometimes with your roommate, sometimes with the man or the lady who slammed the cart in the supermarket. You're going to have hundreds of these problems. Every day you're going to have something like this. So you should not, every time it happens something, complain with yourself, because you know this is going to happen unavoidably. So you have to learn how to tolerate and keep on with your sadhana, no matter what happens, no matter the external situation of your life. About encouragement, then this is something different. Encouragement comes from the chanting itself, from the devotees' association, and from studying the scripture. You should have listened all my classes, I guess. And if you know Spanish, you should also. My Spanish is not that good, you know, it's not perfect, so maybe you will understand better my Spanish and all my videos, and of course, even more important, Srila Prabhupada classes and everything. So this is where the encouragement comes from the taste, from the sweet taste that is derived from the sadhana, from the chanting and reading the scriptures. So please go on with Krishna consciousness, and one day you'll find that your life would have become perfect. Hare Krishna.